Today is a day for celebrating mothers everywhere and, of course, for saying kind words about mum. You might recall a couple of weeks back on The Year That Made Me, we spoke to writer and broadcaster Tony Wilson, and we mentioned his love of speeches. He's channeled that love into the website speakola.com. Speakola is an online archive of great speeches, or as the tagline for the site says, all speeches, great and small. So I thought we'd ask Tony back onto Sunday Extra to tell us some of his favourite tributes to mums on Speakola. Tony, I'm sure you've already done the breakfast in bed, so thank you for joining us and welcome back to Sunday Extra.
Oh, thanks, Julian. No, I'm about to speak in a booming voice and wake up the
ruined things for you already. Exactly. All right, well, apologies to your resident mum there. But look, thank you for looking through the archives of Speakola for tributes to mums. What did you find?
Well, I'm going with the one that's the feature in our first episode of the Speakola podcast, and that is Damien Callinan, Australian comedian. He's the creator of the Merger film. He's a fantastic comic, and he gave a eulogy for his mum a few years ago. It's actually a decade ago now, and it involved jam. And so he later on, I got him to recreate elements of that eulogy at an event called Show and Tell for Grown-Ups, and he brought along a jar of locust jam, and he had this to say about his mum's cooking.
Our families were really kept together by mum's cooking. It was classic old CWA-style cooking, but mum started to become more exotic as she got older. She started to move from, you know, mixed grills to Kaisi Ming. She started moving from shepherd's pie to apricot chicken. Until one day, mum, fateful day, mum overreached her ambition. That was the day my mum made the Brazilian casserole. Now, those who were there that fateful night can only remember two of the ingredients. And the two main ingredients were beef and instant coffee. I'll say those again so they can sink in. Beef, cubed, and instant coffee. It was the only time I ever saw my father actively wish we had a dog so he could give it to it.
Well, look, I know what I'm cooking this evening on on Mother's Day. Look, that's great. And look, a timely reminder as well that on Mother's Day, of course, it can be a sad day for people who've lost their mums as well. But cooking, such a great part of all our, really compelling memories of mums. And, the Brazilian beef. Have you ever tried the recipe, Tony?
I haven't had that one. In fact, he goes on, he had a tradition, a culinary tradition with his mum, which was to bring back from tours a jar of jam. And he lost his mum in terrible circumstances. Damien's mum was actually run over by his dad accidentally in the driveway. Yeah. And so in this terrible, the most tragic of ways, and Damien had to deliver the eulogy. It's just a beautiful speech for Kathleen Callinan. And he finished the eulogy with the jar of jam that he wanted to give to her if he wasn't able to give to her because she died, and he put that jar of locust jam on the coffin as he walked out. And so that was the significance of this show and tell item. So in this hilarious speech, there was actually this really beautiful element. I think you've got a little bit of that too.
Yes, let's have a listen.
I was moving house recently and I found it and it was still in my pantry. Because I almost threw it out and then I thought, no, I don't want to ever run out of mum's jam. So all the stuff here is other stuff. This was the scarf mum made me when I started uni. My first overseas trip, mum made me an undie bag. And I've still got it and I take it everywhere I go.
Oh, that's just lovely. Damien Callinan there. We are speaking with Tony Wilson from speakola.com, which also has an upcoming podcast about some tributes to mums on this Mother's Day edition of Sunday Extra. And Tony, I was looking at the site myself and you've got a tribute to your mum on speakola.com. You obviously got through the strict editorial scrutiny of the site. Let's have a listen to a beautiful story that you told about a reference to your mum. Let's have a listen now.
The four words that sum up this quality of mum's more than any other are two for one surgery. It's been an eternal dream of my mother's to have surgery for one thing, and have another surgeon rock up in the same operation and do another thing at the same time. She's tried her varicose veins with her meats. She's tried her pterygium with her hysterectomy. She's asked them to fix up her toes while they're getting rid of her bowel cancer. It is a dream of hers, and I have some very good news because they really don't like to give kids general anaesthetics. And my little fella, Harry, needs to have his nystagmus straightened up with an eye operation, and he's got a little bit of a herniated belly button. And I think that we should all shout, Mum, a trip to the hospital, sit in the surgical suite, and see her lifelong dream of 2-for-1 surgery realised.
I don't know if you did make that dream come true, Tony, but it's a beautiful tribute for your mum's 70th.
It didn't happen, Julian.
But, dear.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to my mum as she's
absolutely listening. Absolutely. Have you got any other tributes for us, Tony?
I've got there's some beautiful ones on the site. I recommend people look up Michelle Fink's fantastic speech about the kind of, I guess, how she would now write the eulogy for her mother, which she didn't write earlier on. That's on the speech on the site as Michelle Fink. But one that is actually quite famous, it was a tribute that Stephen Colbert gave to his mother.
Yes. This is absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
From the desk. She knew more than her share of tragedy, losing her brother and her husband and 3 of her sons, but her love for her family and her faith in God somehow gave her the strength not only to go on, but to love life without bitterness and instill in all of us a gratitude for every day we have together.
Let's have a little bit of Stephen Colbert now.
She made a very loving home for us. No fight between siblings could end without hugs and kisses, though hugs never needed a reason in her house. Singing and dancing were encouraged, except at the dinner table. She had trained to be an actress when she was younger, and she would teach us how to do stage falls by pretending to faint on the kitchen floor. She was fun. And I know it may sound greedy to want more days with a person who lived so long, but the fact that my mother was 92 does not diminish, it only magnifies the enormity of the room whose door has now quietly shut. Her favorite memory of prayer was a young mother tucking in her children. We were the light of her life, and she let us know it till the end. And that's it. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tribute. And Tony Wilson from speakholler.com, thanks very much for bringing us those Mother's Day tributes this morning.
Thank you, Jules, and happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Yes, indeed. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And yes, have a listen to speakholler.com. We'll go to the site or the new podcast, which is out soon as well.